before your time. Christ sakes, Bob, you were probably like 25 then. Okay, we're ready. Are we ready? Or not yet?
Yeah, we're ready.
Okay. We will call the July 14th, 2020 Yorkville City Council meeting to order. We'll start with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all. We have a full house, and I will ask for the roll call by the clerk, please. Bart, did you want the windows open around?
Here.
I will.
Okay.
Here.
say thank you to Chief Jensen. He dressed up for this meeting. We had a nice casual meeting earlier, and he was very casual. So, thank you. Okay, we are on to public hearings. There are none. No public hearings. Are there any citizen comments on agenda items? There are no citizens here. Are there any citizens out in Zoom land who would like to speak? I can't see anyone, so if you want to, just say yes. I hear no yeses. We have no consent agenda, but we do have minutes for approval. Can we get a motion for the minutes of the regular city council meeting from June 23rd, 2020? That was Peterson and Milshewski. Uh-oh. I don't know if you all can see this, but I got a scan showing up on my computer right now. Hang on.
You got it?
But it was English, so we don't believe it was a virus. Okay, so we have a motion and a second for the minutes. Are there any corrections or comments? Lisa, did it reflect the proper spanking I took on my one item? I just want to make sure it was in the minutes. Okay, well, seeing none, no comments or questions, we actually need to do a roll call, I'm told. So please, we have to roll call everything. Oh, Kathy's here too.
Hello.
Yeah.
Milshewski? Yes. Paul Kauser?
Yes.
Cirola?
Yes.
Panzer?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
Breeders? Okay, then we got a call. Peterson?
Yes.
Walter Gaffer?
Thank you very much. So, a couple things I do need to correct that I didn't do. At the beginning of this meeting, I should have proclaimed or declared, and I will do that now. The reason we're doing this Zoom meeting is under the state guidelines and the concern about the coronavirus, we are doing this for the safety of the members and of the public. So I think I need that for the record. Isn't that correct, Kathy? Okay, I don't hear you, but you're nodding your head, yes. Excellent. And then the other thing is, once again, Jackie, I want to thank you. When you coughed, you turned away from the microphone like it was going to transmit through there. I appreciate that very much. So, the next item we have is the bill payments. So we have bills for $7,683.73 for FY20 vendors. That's getting smaller and smaller. $719,451.25 for FY21 vendors. Wire payments of $219,417.75. And payroll ending 6/26/20 for $298,418.24 for a grand total of $1,244,970.97. Is there a motion to approve?
No. Second.
Tarulis and Milshewski, are there any questions or comments? Who's calling? Okay. Seeing none, roll call, please.
No.
Next, we have the all-important mayor's report. very important. So the biggest thing for me is I want to thank everyone, the staff, I know the public works, but in particular the police department and the parks and rec, because the 4th of July fireworks and parade events were fantastic. I heard so many compliments. It was just, it turned out to be a fun day. It was hot, but the rain held off, and it was a fantastic day. And I heard nothing but positive comments. So I appreciate it very much for thinking out of the box, because we were one of the few communities who actually did something fun. So thank you all. Okay, that's all I have for this mayor's report, but I have something in the next one. I have a presentation, but there's no one here to give it to, but I'll just do it verbally. Public Works Committee, I see nothing. Do you have anything you want to add? Perfect. EDC, I see we have something very interesting. Jackie?
I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance
Is there a second? Freighters, did you second, Mr. Freighters? Thank you very much. So Christy, you're in the same spot you were earlier today. That's amazing, with all these extra people. Could you give us a brief synopsis of this, please?
IGA is that the law does not mandate that we report
Mr. Freeders, I saw your hand.
Not the information that's not actually the best story.
Mr. Koch.
Yeah, I want to first thank you, Jensen. He spent the last 45 minutes on my way home talking to you as well. I had a whole list of questions too. I'll take that with the answer, and just told me on the phone that be good, be accountable. So if it doesn't work,
other questions or comments? Mr. Funkhauser.
I did talk to G. Jensen about this as well. The only thing that I thought about this, as we were talking, he did mention that there was not going to be a police department policy on this, that it would just be intergovernmental agreement in importance. I think it would be prudent with the sensitivity to have some type of procedure in place above the
other questions or comments. Tim, did you want to ask a comment? Did I see your hand? Apparently not. Okay, good. So, Jim, I have one question. Is this, are we the first municipality to do this with the school district, or are there others that do this?
There's not a school district that I know that doesn't have this.
Okay. Thank you. No other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Buckhauser?
Yes.
Cerullo?
Yes.
Panzera?
Yes.
Kocha?
Yes.
Frias?
Yes.
Garza?
Yes.
Koch?
Thank you very much. Seaver, I see you for another item.
We have one more. Volume for Morton, authorized American Interest Regulation, stopping standing parking on commercial property.
Second.
Second by Milshewski. I assume there are questions or comments on this. Anyone? Mr. Frieders?
Yeah, just to kind of like oversimplify for the sake of trying to have some sort of summary that doesn't make this sound creepier than like, G. Jensen, this doesn't mean that you're going to quote unquote patrol the stop signs at Walmart like people have summarized. This basically means that now we have the legal right to assist those businesses that ask us to help them with these types of situations, should they need assistance with these types of situations, correct?
That's absolutely correct, yes.
But we're not going to have a bunch of YPD controlling Target and Jewel parking lot because we have Target and Jewel in their neighborhood. We don't have them. This would allow those businesses to ask us if we need, they need our assistance, they can call us and we can really respond to those things, right?
Other comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Cerullo?
Yes.
Santia?
Yes.
Kocha?
Yes.
Frieders?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Koch?
Thank you all. Seaver, do you have anything else?
No, further right.
Excellent, thank you. Fine report, Seaver, fine report. Admin committee, anything we want to report?
No report.
You're meeting tomorrow, is that correct?
That is correct.
Zoom meeting, right?
Yes.
Nice. Park board, anything, Tim, from the park board?
No report yet.
Oh, did someone have something else? Nope, I just heard Tim then, okay. Planning and Zoning Commission, Christy, I don't see anything.
No report.
City Council, did any city council members have anything? Mr. Frieders.
Thank you very much. Just a quick reminder that tomorrow is the partnership education with the Westmont Public Library along with over the day regarding mental health, as I mentioned. If you are interested, go to the Westmont Library website, click on events, check out the event calendar, there's a registration link on tomorrow's day. Tomorrow's day is July 19th, 2020. We're starting around 7 o'clock. Should take more than an hour, hour and a half, so if you are available, please show up. Do not have to wear a mask while you're on the Zoom, but I humbly request that you wear the mask outside of the hall. Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor.
My pleasure. Thank you. Other city council members?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Mr. Frieders.
I don't know if anyone realized, but today is the last meeting for Tyler Bachman from WSBY because he graduated, going out to get a real job with benefits and stuff. So I wanted to personally thank him for his media coverage over the last 5 decades in the United City of Yorkville. Not only have I appreciated the work that he's done and the fact that his voice sounds incredible, only he's giving incredibly bad news while on the radio, he's actually done an incredible job of remaining unbiased, even though there's a lot of political pull to and fro. So Tyler Bachman, as a fellow human, I appreciate the work that you do, and I'm super proud of you for getting the heck out of radio in your Yorkville plan. You've done a great job, and I love you forever. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you.
Joel, that's fantastic. Thank you. And the only thing I'd say add to that is, Joel, because actually I had that as a note for myself, so thank you for pointing that out. The only thing I would add, Joel, is it only seems like 5 decades when you go on your tangent sometimes, but other than that, we're fine.
This is true. That's true.
Okay. Anyone else have anything for city council? Joel, do you want to raise your hand again? Anything else, Joel?
Wear a mask! Wear a mask!
Okay. So, community and liaison reports, are there any? See, we can even have fun in Zoom meetings. Staff reports? Mayor's report number 2. Before we get to the budget, Joel, again, I was going to say thanks to Tyler. Good luck, Tyler. I don't remember what you said you're doing, but good luck to you. And the other thing I want to point out today is I decided to go green today. I have a green mask. I wear that. I do wash it too, though. I don't know if you're supposed to, but I wash this one frequently. And not only did I wear a green mask, I rode my bicycle. I'm trying to model myself after Mr. Coke. I rode my bicycle to the meeting. Now, unlike Ken, if Ken were to ride his bicycle here, he'd have to go up and down those dang hills downtown, and I'm telling you, those are tough hills. So, Ken, thanks for giving me the motivation. Okay, now we have Rob. Are you hiding out there somewhere? I see you. And oh, Aaron is being nice and quiet again today. Hello, Aaron. But Rob has some very exciting news, at least for this month. Who knows what happens next month? We'll take it all once we can get it. Rob, what do you have for us?
Okay, we have a pandemic in here somewhere in place where these reports have been in excess of
that's very, very good news. We take it all, and that's good. So who has questions or comments for Rob?
Great
job, coming, Rob. That's fantastic. So the other thing is, because this number is so good, we've got about, and I got to tally it up, I don't know if it's $3 or $4 million in projects I'm going to put on next agenda. So be prepared to vote on those. I'm just kidding on that. Just kidding. Okay. Additional business. Is there additional business? Oh, okay. Thank you, Jackie. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Kathy, enjoy your ride home tonight.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you all. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
I hope you miss me.
We miss you very much, Kathy. We do.